Uganda is set to fill the seat currently held by South Africa. The appointment, which begins on January 1st, would last for 2 years. As the only candidate for the seat, which is reserved for an African country, Uganda is virtually assured of the position. Ugandan diplomatic officials have suggested the country will use its position on the council to put increased pressure on the Lord's Resistance Army rebel group. The government and the rebels have been in peace talks for the past 2 years. Negotiators reached an agreement earlier this year, but rebel leader Joseph Kony has failed to sign the agreement, and the Ugandan government has expressed growing frustration with the process. In recent years, the rebel group has been most active in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and southern Sudan, and Uganda has been in discussions with the governments of those countries about the possibility of launching a military operation against the rebels. At the Security Council, Uganda may push to expand the mandates of MONUC, the UN peacekeeping mission in the Congo, and of UNMISS, the mission in southern Sudan, to allow them to go after the Lord's Resistance Army. Researcher Xavier Ajoyi of the Institute for Security Studies in Nairobi says the continued rebel activity and the recent resurgence of fighting in eastern Congo near the border with Uganda mean Uganda will likely push to give the region a higher profile at the Security Council.
Any situation that poses a threat to the security of that region, because the countries there are so interlinked, will definitely be a security threat to Uganda. And if that trend continues, I think it may be possible that it could bring up an issue on the MONUC's role, especially in the DRC, as to whether it should broaden its mandate to cover other aspects, i.e. the LRA or many other issues.
Kony and his top deputies are also wanted by the International Criminal Court, and the indictments have been cited as a major reason that Kony has refused to approve a peace deal. Ajoyi says Uganda may push for the UN Security Council to drop the arrest warrants if it allowed for a peace agreement.
Uganda would be willing to withdraw the charges against the LRA if it was within its power to do so after the LRA leadership signs the peace agreement. Now, we will see whether that is an issue that will be pursued further within its term or tenure within the UN Security Council, whether to convince other members of the UN Security Council to drop that is what we will wait to be seen.
Ajoyi says Uganda may also attempt to push for an expanded role for the United Nations in Somalia, where Uganda currently supplies the bulk of the roughly 3,000-troop African Union peacekeeping force. Fewer than half of the 8,000 troops approved for the force have been deployed, and the mission has had little success in stemming the conflict. The African Union has asked the United Nations to take over responsibility for peacekeeping in Somalia, but it has shown little interest in doing so. The UN General Assembly is set to vote on 5 new members for the Security Council on Friday. Most controversially, Iran is competing with Japan for a seat reserved for Asia. Mexico, Turkey, and either Iceland or Austria are also expected to be chosen for 2-year terms. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.